This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. What do you think the biggest crisis is right now? Every major crisis out there, the Russian situation, the ISIS situation, the border situation, is being orchestrated by the globalists to control every Western government. David in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think that the greatest problem we're facing right now, and I'm sure others would have varying opinions on this, but it's obviously the complete implosion of our border. It has to be. This is the most dangerous event in my lifetime, and I'm sure possibly in yours, because of the 30 million or so that are already here, that were here before this crisis ever got started. And now, with the influx that's at the border currently, and I actually called my senator the other day, and whatever good that would do, to tell him about this and to discuss this with him. Obviously, I got a computer-generated letter about it. But I really don't think that even the leaders that think they're doing good in some cases, with the exception of Rand Paul and others, I really don't think they understand the gravity of what we're dealing with here. This is a complete invasion of our society, and we love everybody. We're open with people, but the problem is they don't want to come to our nation through the legal processes, and unfortunately, the Democratic Party, and I understand there's demons on both sides of this issue, but they are protecting these new voters. They are in support of killing our children in abortion and their death cult.
I was about to say, they want to kill all the babies in abortion, and they want to dumb them down once they get them in school, but oh my goodness, they use our Christian values, let unlimited groups in, and say it's about a political takeover, and admit they're coming for our guns, and they want to bankrupt the country under Cloward and Piven. This is asymmetrical warfare, period. And I agree with you. It shows the total recklessness of the elite political class, and the fact that they want to fully break the back of this country. I appreciate your call. We've got to do whatever we can to reverse this. Let's go to David in Washington, and we're taking first-time callers. What do you see as the biggest crisis? Go ahead.
Well, I kind of see everything as the crisis itself. Like it's like all the little foxes. They've sent out all the little foxes to destroy the whole vine instead of like a waiting for the one big event. But
that's right. Aesop's fables, the little foxes spoil the grapes.
So, but you know, I had an interesting take. I'm a mailman, and I got 9 kids. I don't have car payments, but, you know, when I look at people, their main concern is food prices, energy prices, and they don't have a job. My son, fully capable of working, a good kid. Everybody loves him. That's an older person. He does yard work. He cannot find a fast food job. It's weird. And he's been putting in applications all the time. This is like, I mean, you got to have like a 2-year college degree from Last Chance College over here where we live in order to even get into the door, it seems. And then,
the answer for your son is just to go the entrepreneurial route, knock on doors, mow yards until he gets money to get a truck and a trailer, and then hire people under him. It's the only entrepreneurial system. The big corporations and the service market is meant to shut down. It's designed to make sure you don't get a job.
That's the way it seems. And lastly, I did have some hope. Not everybody can do what I tried to train myself to do for the last 5 years. Everybody has to do what they can do to stop, whether it's not shop at the big box stores, But, you know, I'm
David, stay there. I'm going to come back, David, to your solutions. Then Tom. Then Alan, Chase, Chris. Your calls are all coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. I am your host, Alex Jones. I believe in the American dream. I believe in freedom. I believe in the free market, but not if it's a game free market run by globalists that use socialism to buy us off and make us kept slaves. I do not like the current system, and I've studied it and know that it's a fraud. We heard excerpts of an interview that we've had posted at the top of InfoWars.com with a story that's particularly powerful and needs to go viral. And that's with the former deputy head of the Border Patrol. He's now the head of the retired Border Patrol Association and Union. Former border agent, government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. In other words, the government is assisting in the downfall of America. Close quote. That's the top story on InfoWars.com. I want it red linked. It went out last night. Drudge linked to it. DrudgeReport.com. That's great, but it needs to get more attention. I'm going to have it retweeted. Feds move to collapse America. Feds behind attack on America. I want to tweet it out with that message right now. I want to warn the people because that's what this is. When Rick Perry says Obama's screwing up on the border or doesn't know what he's doing, that's bull. The current head of the Border Patrol, the deputy head, the former deputy head, the head of the current union, the deputy head of the current union, the retiring union head, all of them are telling you there's been a four-month ordered stand down, and they've been in Guatemala telling people to come across. Now, I opened the phones up earlier, and I asked the question. What is the big story? What is the big issue? Is it the West trying to overthrow Russia? Is it the West putting al-Qaeda all over the Middle East and Africa and murdering Christians everywhere, blowing up more churches today, raping, murdering, just unbelievable? Is it the border collapsed? Is it the dollar starting to go under? Is it the food prices exploding? Folks, the big story is it's all being orchestrated. In every case, George Soros brags his open border society is behind this with Obama. In every case he bags, he's behind the Ukraine situation. He's behind the move to his executive orders to ban the guns. He's involved in Obamacare. And I'm not just demonizing Soros and saying he runs it all. He's willing to brag, and he's one of the head honchos. He's one of the grand poobahs or quarterbacks that is in there and admitting as a mafia don of this globalist new world order, that's what they are, is organized crime, that they're doing it. One of their senior captains in naval parlance, top generals in or field marshals in ground war nomenclature, is openly bragging and they're snickering, and he says it in Spanish, the clip's up on Infowars.com. Congressman Gutierrez to La Raza, get amnesty to punish Americans against illegal immigration. This is dictatorship, because if you can use democracy to bring in unlimited groups that are clients that will vote however you want, and you can ignore laws so they can do that, that is asymmetrical warfare. And then they go, come on, don't be racist, be for the children. And the children are just pawns in the game. And I feel for them. But it's a plan. I want to go to your calls. Tom, Alan, Chase, David, Chris, we're going to go to all of you. Right now, let's go back to David. David called him and got caught off by the break. He said he's found a solution, and he wants to comment on the overall system. Go ahead.
Yeah, my solution just deals with my skill level, and everybody needs to deal with the solution. I have a solution with their own skill set, but I deal in litigating, and I learned, I'm not a lawyer, but I did train legally on my own homeschooling as a man, and, you know, I'm not selling anything, but I learned a lot from Richard Cornforth and several others, Jurisdictionary. Some people might be familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, Jurisdictionary. I want to get the guy that heads Jurisdictionary on. I've asked him over the years. He's fallen through the cracks. He's had a great radio show he does once a week. It's on here in Austin. I think he's out of Florida. His stuff is dead on. That's not patriot mythology. That's real stuff. And, again, how shocking to hear you say that as a man you taught yourself something. Like my grandpa, my dad's dad knew how to fix anything, and people used to read books and be self-taught. I mean, how bizarre that you would learn how to be a pro se litigant to defend yourself and others. How evil. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just briefly, since I deliver out of a truck and I don't have to do a lot of mental work for my job, I just download it on my iPod, shows like yours, webinars from Frederick Graves, Cornforth, other people. I download 8-10 hours a day for several years, and then I did hands-on work, and I've litigated against many a debt collector, and I got my bank over a barrel. They can't move. They're stuck. And I'm calling on all people who are real pro se litigants, not those that think they can go in there and they just get their stuff dismissed and they're a joke, but people that really know how to work the system. And they need to take what they've learned and their skill set and, you know, still go after your debt collectors because they're scumbags. But we need to go after government workers who go outside the jurisdiction of their government duty. Because I've found that you might have local police forces getting out of control, but you need to go after the Achilles heel, and that is their God, which is their wallet. So I don't care what the police chief says. You go after that police agent who knocked your wife down and slapped her around. Well, you just need to learn how to connect the dots of connecting.
Because they don't have immunity when they're outside of their office. And when they're violating the code of their office and violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And it needs to be done not just on the police. They're usually the main target because they're the face of all this, good and bad. The bureaucrats, the code enforcers, the city council people. I mean, the mayor of Austin needs to be hit with 50 lawsuits and a class action suit over the fluoride in the water, because it's not just fluoride that they've got a mandate for. Where they buy it from has hundreds of chemicals and other things in it. You demand a test, you get that test, now you have them with all the other toxic waste that they make us pay to put in our water that would have to be paid to be stored, and we have them. I mean, there's so many fronts. People say, well, Alex, you need to sue them. Or people say, why are you being so mean? I'm not being mean. That guy flips off medical doctors that come in there to, you know, speak about Harvard studies on brain damage. And Leffingwell starts laughing and literally flips people off on the news. Because they know if their fluoride falls, it all falls. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Minnesota. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I think the biggest problem is that the NSA holds blackmail power over the Supreme Court. They've been spying on the Supreme Court, and Bill Binney said it. Ed Snowden said it as well.
No, that's right. We have William Binney, number four at the NSA, who quit 10 years ago over it all, saying, look, when he was there, there was blackmail going on, and it's about total control and totalitarianism. Those are quotes. And that the spying is total. Total, total, total.
Correct. And you mentioned parallel construction in your interview yesterday. If you don't know, if some of our listeners don't know what that is, look up Bill Still Interviews Bill Binney on YouTube. And he'll explain what parallel construction is and how NSA has been using parallel construction for the past 15 years.
Go ahead, caller.
He'll explain, if you look up, if you don't know what parallel construction is, if you heard that term yesterday and you're not familiar, look it up on YouTube and Bill Binney will explain it. Look up Bill Still Interviews Bill Binney.
Well, what they started doing when I first talked to whistleblowers back in 96 is the NSA builds a whole separate internet and hubs hooked into everything so that they are the internet, and that's basically what they're doing. And that's the type of unconstitutional NSA searches that deny due process. It's a technique used by law enforcement to hide the fact that evidence in a criminal case originated with the NSA. That's what came out in Reuters last year that we've been telling people about for years, is where it's all being listened to. They just lie about it because it's illegal. Again, it's a giant criminal, racketeering, organized crime, kingpin operation of government in a concerted effort to engage in a mass fraud, violating our rights with illegal spying, but then also using the data to then put innocent people in prison, frame people, set people up, corner the market, and then they lie in a mass conspiracy in court to abscond the truth and conceal that in a mass act of organized crime perjury.
Correct.
In fact, let's put it back up on screen again. I'm going to read the definition from the federal court of this parallel construction. It's a technique used by law enforcement, you mean organized crime, to hide the fact that evidence in a criminal case originated with the NSA. In its simplest form, the NSA collects information showing Mr. Anderson committed a crime. This happens most commonly in drug cases. The conclusive information is passed to the Drug Enforcement Agency, who then works backwards with the conclusion to create an independent legal body of evidence to use against Mr. Anderson. And that's a whitewash, folks. They use confidential informants to lie and say it. They frame people with it. They only go after drug cases that aren't part of the inside organization. And the average cop out there isn't involved in this. This is done centralized by the feds. But now, through the threat fusion centers, this parallel construction is now creeping into every form of life, every form of daily life, and it's very dangerous. Anything else?
Nope. God bless. Thanks for taking the call, Alex.
Yeah, God bless you. Absolutely, folks. This is what they do. and then they'll hear you, you know, talking about all the guns you've got, even if they're legal. They don't want you to have those guns. They will do a fake 911 call to your house that doesn't even ring, but that creates a record, and then they will SWAT team your house. And again, it has nothing to do with security. We're seeing that with the border right now. It's a criminal takeover. We'll be right back.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If I sound hysterical sometimes, it's because I've been naive. Things were worse than I thought. Fundamentally, I thought that the globalists were using sophisticated cultural manipulation on the Democrats predominantly and that they weren't criminal in their middle and lower ranks. But learning about Akron over the last 6 years and myself going out and dealing with grassroots Democrats, a lot of them actually know what's happening and get off on the power trip of being associated with a criminal takeover. And they really want to lock up libertarians and conservatives. They really want to make us their slaves. And they know they're not liberals. They know they're authoritarians. Like a moth to flame, they're attracted to the altar of evil. And they worship that twisted power. And I think it's just basic nihilistic corruption. Because other cultures have done this as well, but people think cheating and stealing and lying and is cool. And they're converting the government agencies to people like this, where it's come out in the news that the IRS has parties and celebrates up in Dallas at their IRS center in the news, that they're persecuting libertarians and conservatives and Christians, and have said they're going to intensify it. And MSNBC goes, of course we're shutting down the Tea Party and arresting people with tax exemption. We need to harass them more. These people are dangerous. I just believe in America more than this. Because I know Republicans are bad in many respects, and blue bloods are, and there's some racists in the Republican Party. But when you look at the Democrats, just the way they operate top down, they really are a criminal operation now. Through and through. Through and through. Democrats that aren't are clearly criticizing Obama, saying they're not part of it, and have good voting records on guns, sovereignty, the family. They're more like old-fashioned Democrats. By old-fashioned, I mean like the 80s. But the Democratic Party today is so radical that they'll do anything. They might blow up New York City like Obama says he's worried about and make Obama a dictator. They could do anything at this point. Anything. They publicly arm Al-Qaeda publicly. I mean, it's over the top. Chris in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex, from FEMA Zone 9 and the Empire of Lies.
You bet, brother.
You're speaking about asymmetrical this morning, and I thought it's important to define the word. The word means without symmetry, form, or order, aborder, chaos. In fact, chaos is the assembly of worshipers of Osiris. And when we hear crisis, it's the cry of ISIS.
Yes.
In global war. This is the silent weapons, quiet wars form of war, which is a constant, full-spectrum global battlefield. It's the soft type of war, or bullying frogs type, where everything is war in one form or another, so that the masses don't notice that war is being perpetrated against them. The Grand Drago, George Soros, a.k.a. Georgi Schwartz, is one of the key operators of the Council of 12 of the global elite, who are behind this insidious global annihilation project. But thanks to you, Alex, and the rest of the host of the GCN network, we are got the New World Order on the run. Death to the New World Order.
Wow, you really have got your act together. And I had seen what you just pointed out yourself. People asking James Bond movies based on a lot of real things that happened or similar things, at least the earlier Ian Fleming ones with Sean Connery. You know, why does Spectre openly wear the Spectre or Hydra ring on their finger? Because it's important to throw it in your face. And how do they operate? Creating chaos, order out of chaos. What do they call the Al-Qaeda forces? ISIS. Crisis. And asymmetrical warfare. We are seeing them hit us with asymmetrical warfare. What's your background? You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I also am a meted learned man of the law, like your first caller that responded about Dr. Frederick Graves of the Jurisdictionary. He's one of the people I study with also.
So are you a Mason?
No, never been affiliated with Masons. My grandfather was 32nd degree, but that's the closest I ever got.
No, I know. There's some good groups of Masons that are aware of all this. They're fighting it behind the scenes, and they use terms like what you just said, learned, you know, student of the law and things. Very interesting. Call back again. We've got a special guest coming up, but what you just heard from that caller was pure veritas. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we're here live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And we now conservatively reach 20 million people a week, one way or another, through our broadcast radio, TV, print media, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And we're only one independent group promoting true libertarian, pro-Western ideas worldwide. Unfortunately, the ideas of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment are not being promoted by the West, but a neo-colonialism with an attempt to establish neo-feudalism, and that's in the Club of Rome's own words, is being established to bring in neo-feudalistic fascism in their own words. and daily, I read globalresearch.org. They also carry some of our work from Paul Joseph Watson and others. And the head of it is Michael Chazadovsky. He's an award-winning author, professor of economics at the University of Ottawa, founder and director of the Center for Research on Globalization, Montreal, and editor of the Global Research CA website. He's the author of Globalization of Poverty and the New World Order, 2003, and America's War on Terrorism, 2005. His most recent book is entitled Towards World War III Scenario, The Dangers of Nuclear War. I want to talk about that with him. That was from 2011, predicting what we're now seeing. He is the contributor to the Encyclopedia Britannica. His writings have been published in more than 20 languages, globalresearch.org. So, Professor Chazadovsky, good to have you back on. It's been a few years. A lot is happening, and I want to cover the waterfront and look at this MH17 as the Rosetta Stone to understand the policy of false flag or created crises that's being used as war rhetoric to expand these proxy wars, and to get your breakdown on where you believe it's going next. Because reading your writings, out of everybody out there, you have predicted with a lot of precision what's been unfolding with the proxy armies of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, what's been unfolding in the proxy wars headed up by Soros and others. So thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm delighted to be on the program, Alex, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss and debate these important issues. What we have attempted to do is to address the facts of Malaysian Airlines crash, and I think in that regard we share, in a sense, a counter consensus that the facts have been manipulated, that the mainstream media is giving us a version which just doesn't stand up, that the Obama administration is accusing Moscow without a shred of evidence, and now we have a lot more information. We have declarations from the Russian military. We have talking points in U.S. intelligence, we have satellite images and so on. And I think we have to establish what the facts are. And I'm going to go to, in fact, declarations which were made by Malaysian Airlines. I've been going back and forth to Malaysia for the last 7 or 8 years. I know people, I know the prime minister and the former prime minister of the country, including the head of Malaysian Airlines. But this is a statement that they made right at the outset, and they did confirm that MH17, when they entered Ukraine airspace, they were immediately instructed to fly at a lower altitude. The normal cruising speed is 35,000 feet. As we know, the legal limit is 32. They were pushed down to 33. But then we also had information that this was provided by Russian sources, but there were also eyewitness reports to the fact that there was one Ukraine fighter plane which was spotted very close to the aircraft, in fact, within a 5 kilometer distance, and one would suspect that this aircraft was, in a sense, escorting MH17 in a commercial aircraft corridor. I should mention, that's very important, is that the Ukraine fighter jet, Su-25 fighter, equipped with the R-60 missiles, was detected within 5 to 10 kilometers of the Malaysian aircraft, according to Russian sources, in a corridor which is reserved for commercial aircraft. So that, in effect, we've got a lot of information to the effect that that the flight was actually MH17, which normally cruises over the Sea of Azov like many other flights, in a southerly direction. And all previous days, and that was revealed by other sources, in all previous days, the flight path was over the Sea of Azov, very much removed from the war zone. And on that particular day, July 17th, the flight path went directly over the war zone. That is something which is fairly well established. But we have other information regarding the deployment of Buk anti-aircraft missiles, ground-air missiles in Ukraine by the Ukrainian armed forces. The other side of the story is that Russia is not behind it. We cannot make any clear assessments without an investigation. This was a criminal act. So there has to be a criminal investigation.
Sure, sure. And if folks just joined us, Professor Michelle Jasadowski joined us, a geopolitical expert, especially on things happening in Europe and with Russia in the whole Caucasus, Crimea area. But expanding on this with you, I want to get your larger view on the geopolitical ramifications. Clearly, we saw Kerry last year say we have to strike Syria right now or they could nuke us in an hour, just like Tony Blair saying 40 minutes we can be nuked by Saddam. It's total proof they launched the chemical attack. And then it came out even with the UN and MIT that it was the rebels and the Saudi Arabians. And it was Infowars.com and GlobalResearch.ca that was leading the research on that. So when you have parties that have been caught doing this over and over again, you have Russia not standing to gain by shooting down a country that they're on good relations with and do heavy trade. And when you have the plane being diverted for whatever reason through an area that no other aircraft were in, where the Ukrainians have been bombing people, then you have them saying only the Russian rebels had these anti-aircraft missiles, and there's AP photos and videos of the rebels with the missiles on the AP's website. It's not like this is Russian propaganda. I just go where the truth is. If Russia was behind this, I'd come out and say Russia's behind it. Looks like a mistake because they don't stand to gain from it. But it leans towards, as wicked as the West has gotten, and now the Russians releasing the radar tracking of these other aircraft, and NATO and the U.S. won't release theirs and won't release the satellites, and Ukraine's blocked the air traffic control tapes. I mean, we've got to think they might have blown it up themselves on purpose. I mean, they're that bad. I was thinking maybe they diverted it into there, hoping it would get shot down, and then it's a tragedy. But you got to ask who sent it, Professor. And again, I'm not trying to be a cheerleader for Russia, but I'm sorry. The truth and the evidence points towards the State Department lying about this.
Well, I think your comments are right head on, because the comparison with Syria and the chemical weapons hoax is now proven to be correct, namely that it was the rebels that had the chemical weapons, and Bashar Assad was blamed for having chemical weapons. And that even led to a UN intervention, which then subsequently led to the dismantling of those chemical weapons. Incidentally, the chemical weapons have been shipped to southern Italy and then the hands of the Calabrese mafia. That's something what people don't know, and they're going to be sold on the secondary market. But to get back to the issue of blaming Russia, where, you know, it's not like simply blaming Mongolia or blaming Burkina Faso. What they're doing is they're blaming a country which has vast military capabilities, nuclear weapons, a very sophisticated intelligence apparatus, which sometimes people forget. We're certainly not building an apology for the Russian Federation. What our concern is to reveal the truth. But I should mention that yesterday President Vladimir Putin made a statement. It's a very balanced statement. We're not building an apology for the Russian president, but what he said the West is building scenarios which could potentially, quote, destabilize the existing world order. And he is concerned because those scenarios threatens Russia's sovereignty. And he's also referring to NATO buildup on the border, the so-called missile defense shield, which he says correctly isn't a defensive deployment. He's talking about the ABM system. We are at extremely dangerous crossroads in world history. And we have to rein in the insanity, the sheer insanity of our politicians. And not only the United States, our Canadian Prime Minister, the same. And that also applies, let's say, it also applies to what's going on in Israel, where people are being killed. And it's not a question of saying who we are in favor or against. It's acknowledging the truth. 600 people are killed in Gaza, and now the Wall Street Journal says, well, it's all right to kill them because they're subhumans and they control, you know, they control they support Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. But the problem is that the mainstream media at this stage has gone into overdrive. It is no longer involved in so-called classical media lies. It is involved in odious statements which justify the killing of civilians. And that is true it's true in Palestine, it's true in Syria, it's true in Ukraine. I have been analyzing the nature of the conflict in the Donbass region, which haven't been reported. The Ukraine Ministry of Internal Affairs, the Homeland Security, so to speak, revealed data. It was leaked. That was about a week ago. And they have acknowledged that there have been 1,600 soldiers, National Guard and armed forces, which have been killed in action. I use their words, killed in action in the Donbass region.
Oh, yeah, they bragged last week that they had killed in 2 days, they claimed 1,000 rebels with their fighter bombers in eastern Ukraine. But then we saw the footage. It was just smoking neighborhoods. So they're just looks like they're just bombing neighborhoods.
Well, I think there are different sources of data coming from different entities of the Ukrainian state apparatus. But what I was referring to
was their soldiers, and that's a lie.
It's their soldiers which have been decimated. They've killed, they acknowledge the civilian deaths. They've killed a lot of people, more than 500 or 600, according to their figures.
Yeah, they say 600.
The problem is that there we have a major war theater. When 1,600 soldiers are killed, we're not talking about a small crisis in we're talking about a theater war.
And that's my next question to you. There's a delusional disconnect. Even soldiers like Hitler and Napoleon made miscalculations and attacked Russia. But I look at Obama, I look at the guys even at the Rand Corporation, I look at the West, and they literally put out white papers how we can survive a nuclear war. Brzezinski talks about how they're going to encircle and bring down Russia. They've got color revolutions inside Russia trying to overthrow it. I mean, let's just say Putin's a bad guy, which I'm not even saying, but just for the argument, still, we're starting it, our leaders are starting it, and poking a bear with nuclear weapons, and then Russia's not backing down, and I'm afraid our elites are so delusional with their red carpets and having sex with Hollywood stars that they're so decadent, Professor, that this is the kind of leadership you get that ends up causing a huge disaster.
Well, I think, Alex, that the issue is that these people ultimately believe their own propaganda. And I've been analyzing the nuclear weapons doctrine for over 10 years, since they reclassified nuclear weapons as conventional, as, let's say, they said tactical nuclear weapons can be used in the conventional warfare theater because, quote, according to scientific opinion, they are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. And so that the three-star general in the U.S. Central Command can place the order, let's use them, they're part of the military toolbox, and they're harmless to civilians, they constitute a humanitarian bomb. Now, I can say, without any doubt, if there's nuclear confrontation, whether it is with Russia or with Iran, because Iran has been threatened off and on in the course of the last 12 years, if there is the use of a preemptive nuclear strike, we are in a World War III scenario. And we have to, I think, the main culprit of this World War III scenario, of course we can blame the Pentagon, we can blame the White House, but without the propaganda machine, without the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and CNN and the Council on Foreign Relations, they don't have a leg to stand on.
They have no conscience. Like Karl Rove said, we control reality. We're history's actors now. And I see statements like that out of the White House today. I agree with you. I think they're disconnected and have megalomania.
Well, the nuclear war is the last war that we'll have in our history. It is a war which will destroy humanity. I think that's fairly well understood. Okay? It was predicted by Einstein many years back.
I want to talk about that with Professor Michelle Jasinowski, an expert on nuclear proliferation and nuclear war. We're going to talk about his book that predicted a lot of this. And I'm telling you, folks, it's in the cards that if NATO starts hitting Russian forces and then tacticals start getting used, it'll go worldwide instantly.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Michelle Jasinowski is our guest, globalresearch.ca. closing in the 6 minutes we've got here, sir. Long term is where I'm really worried about this turning into nuclear war, but we almost saw it back on 888 with the whole staged event in Georgia, which turned out to be a hoax. Then I got up to CNN and said that Russia had invaded Georgia, but then they later admitted days later, well, actually, when the Georgian troops attacked the Russian-held Ossetia and other areas, South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And even I, that first day, was saying, how dare Russia attack? Because I couldn't believe CNN would just totally lie, the clown news network. They have a poll out on CNN where 10% of Americans, it's actually 11%, want to have war with Russia. Well, that means nuclear war. And I just don't understand the total disconnect. What are your biggest concerns concerning nuclear war? And then in closing, what are ideas for detente and to try to reverse this?
Well, Alex, I think, first of all, this whole notion that we're in a new Cold War is a fallacy. The Cold War had certain, had certain mechanisms of consultation and dialogue. There was diplomacy. There were safeguards. Nuclear war was considered, or nuclear weapons was considered the weapon of last resort under the doctrine of mutually assured destruction. But following the 2002 Senate decision, these nuclear weapons can be used in the conventional war theater, and they do not require the consent of the commander-in-chief, namely the President of the United States. Now, we are in an extremely dangerous situation because the decision-makers are not, as I said, decision-makers are also the victims of propaganda. It's not by accident that in the United States there were these top-off terrorist warnings and exercises. Okay, that they were there's a procedure for top officials, but the top officials are being fed from within a whole series of lies and fabrications, not the ones that we read in the media, and they are being nurtured into believing their own lies. Okay, they're believing their own lies.
They call it echo chamber.
Well, for me, it's what I call it's the American Inquisition, okay? It's a bit like the Spanish or French Inquisition with nuclear weapons. But, I mean, everybody agrees with the Spanish Inquisition. Even if the lies are there, you say, okay, the lies, too bad for the lies in the New York Times and the State Department. We still support the Spanish Inquisition. In this case, it's the American Inquisition. It's an inquisitorial doctrine whereby you don't necessarily need to hide your lies anymore. You just say, well, you better accept the lies because that's the truth, okay? And realities are turned upside down. We could call it Orwellian, but it goes even beyond that. And the problem is that any kind of scientific analysis will tell you that the use of nuclear weapons on a so-called preemptive basis will lead to World War III. Yet our decision makers don't seem to understand that. But at the same time, the defense contractors are complicit, because I recall, and it's in my book, that it was on the 7th or 8th of or the 6th of August 2003, the Pentagon, together with the big defense contractors, Lockheed Martin et al., they met at Strategic Command headquarters in Nebraska, and on the purpose of this meeting was the development of the nuclear weapons industry, and essentially it was the...
We're going to break for 60 seconds. Do 5 more minutes with us and finish that.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption.